Welcome to the Daytime Confidential podcast, brought to you by DaytimeConfidential.com. On today's show, we're discussing the 2012 Daytime Emmy nominations. This is always a fun episode that tends to be lively. We hope you enjoy, so stay tuned. Welcome.
Hey.
Jillian, welcome.
What it do?
Reagan, welcome.
Hello.
And Melody, welcome.
Hey, hey.
Well, the 2012 Daytime Emmy nominations have been announced. There were some shockers, some surprises, and then some that weren't so much as of a surprise. Let's dive into the topic, lead actor. The nominees are General Hospital's Maurice Bernard and Anthony Geary, The Bold and the Beautiful's John McCook, Darnell Williams from All My Children, and One Life to Live's Robert S. Woods. Jillian, what is your initial reaction, and who are you picking to win?
My initial reaction was, it's okay. I was kind of flat. I was kind of shocked that the Y&R crew got the shaft. They was like, get out of here with these new reforms. So, who do I think should win will be Tony Geary. His reel was fantastic. It wasn't too overdramatic. It wasn't underdramatic. It had all the right elements in it. It was perfect. It was fantastic. The one who will win is Tony Geary. I mean, Jamie and I spoke about this. I mean, Tony need another Emmy so he could play chess with. That's how much Emmys he has. His reel was amazing.
Mel?
I'm pretty much going to echo Jillian here. Not really shocked by any of these lovely actors making on the list. They're all amazing in their own way. I'm going to go with Anthony Geary as well. He's amazing. There's a reason he has 10,000 Emmys, people. Come on.
Reagan?
I wasn't surprised by the list at all. Nobody seemed to be missing other than, yeah, you probably shocked nobody from Y&R made the cut. Anthony Geary is a shoo-in. It's his to lose. I wouldn't be upset if Darnell got it.
He had
a little bit of the little snotty crying stuff going on with some of this stuff, but I wouldn't be upset if he got it. It was probably that storyline kept me hooked a little bit on All My Children towards the end there, the whole baby and that whole shebang. So I wouldn't be
I'm
upset
glad it
if
hooked
he got
you.
It.
Child, I needed my blood pressure medicine watching that scene.
Jamie?
I'm going with Jillian and Mel. Tony Geary should and will. On my little list, I have an asterisk for will and a heart for should. So, yes. I have the asterisk and the heart by Tony Geary's name. Fire. I mean, that's what that scene was. That was cable drama worthy. I mean, as much as I hated Jake's death and mm-hmm. feel it was so agenda driven, the actors did the thing basically throughout this whole season of Emmy nominations. But you put Jonathan Jackson in his reel with him, and it's just crazy. I mean, it was just Luke going on and on about how he never should have been a daddy anyway.
Yes.
And this is just proof positive, and look at here. I did you a favor by running somebody else's kid over because now you don't have to fool with me anymore. It was fire. You know, Maurice did I loved the Sonny Brenda breakup, but it's kind of weak in terms of the other stuff on the list. Same with John McCook. You know, Scott Clifton is
sometimes people get nominated just by
and me. This is the thing. It's like a kid. We go over this every year, but Scott Clifton is the lead actor of The Bold and the Beautiful now. So John McCook comes on every 3 weeks, and yes, that was a nice little episode.
Susan Flannery owned that. Let's be real, she owned that scene. That was
well, I enjoyed it, but it was kind of. I mean, it was mellow. It was a. I remember praising it when it aired because it was kind of that thing that, you know, older couples go through. But I didn't really think it was lead actor worthy. Darnell or Bob Woods could upset this, though,
yeah.
Because Bob Woods...
I would love to see Woods win.
Bob Woods with Bo having to decide about Matthew's heart and his brother, and that's some meaty stuff. And then Darnell had a hugely meaty storyline. Yes, there was a lot of melodramatic soap opera acting in that scene, but I still feel like, I mean, Jesse and Angie is so iconic and so popular that either Darnell or Bob could upset it for Tony, but I think it's Tony's to lose.
I was waiting for the Usher board to come for Jesse. Woo! Woo! Jesus! Dial it down, dude. Woo!
Okay, I'm going to also go with Anthony Geary, but I want Robert S. Woods to win.
His was good, his was good.
Outstanding lead actress. Crystal Chappell for Days of Our Lives, Debbie Morgan for All My Children, Erica Slezak for One Life to Live, Heather Tom for Katie Logan Spencer, and Laura Wright for Carly Corinthos Jacks on General Hospital. Jillian.
Man, this was a tough one. This right here was a little bit of a tough one. I think Debbie's reel was fantastic. Her rolling around in that dirt, cussing Jesse out. I want my baby back! But Crystal Chappell's, hers was amazing. I loved her reel a lot. I think Crystal should win, but it's a toss-up between Debbie and Slezak. Because, Slezak didn't do dual roles. She did triple roles. Jean, Nikki, and Vicky showing out in that courtroom. Mm-hmm. And they like that. And this will be a record for her, too. If Tony wins, this will be his 8th Emmy win. And I can't remember if this will be Slezak's 6th or 7th.
It'll be her 7th.
It will be a 7th. So, it could go either way with that. I think Crystal should win it, but, I think it could be between Debbie and Erica.
Baby back ribs.
No,
Mel?
I don't think so. We didn't even know. You have to explain the context of that.
I know!
No, when Jillian said, I want my baby back, the thing that added to it in my mind was ribs.
You should have said it, Dad. I'm like, what are you doing?
Calling Crystal Chappell ribs. I'm like, you better clarify that before, child.
Mel?
Lead actress, this is a pretty solid category. All 5 amazing actresses. I'm like Jillian, love Crystal Chappell's reel. Just pure emotion, amazing. Debbie Morgan as well. And I was really kind of shocked, but liked seeing Heather Tom on this list because I actually caught that episode of Bold and Beautiful when she had the heart attack. So, who should win? This is hard. I'm going to go with Erica Slezak. Her reel was just amazing. Everybody knows.
34 minutes long of amazing.
I mean, you can't. 34 minutes, and it's just, she, like Jillian said, she played 3 different characters, and we finally saw Vicky get to be integrated. How amazing. But who will win? I have a feeling they're going to give it to Heather Tom. I don't know.
Yeah.
But then again, y'all look out for Laura Wright, because that's another dark horse in this whole competition. So
I wasn't impressed with her reel. I mean, it was strong stuff, but to me, the other players in there, what's up?
Reagan?
See, I have should win is Erica Slezak. Just a 40th anniversary reel was just a way to go this year for her. And I have could win Laura Wright, because it just was a repeat type material for her. So that's what I think.
So you're going with Laura Wright then?
No, I said could win.
Okay.
So should is Slezak for
should,
her.
Yeah. Could and win. Just because of the material. I mean, I think she did amazing with it. Don't get me wrong. I just think that type of material, begging your best friend and his baby mama for their dead kid's organs, I think it's repeatable type material. So,
Jamie?
I believe Erica Slezak will win. I think that with the sentiment with One Life to Live being off the air will be strong for was strong. I predict for the voters. Plus, she is the queen of this. She's the Meryl Streep of this particular trophy battle. And her reel was definitely strong. They love multiple roles. I think that she will win. I think Debbie Morgan should win. Because Angie just salvaged that whole ridiculous story in one fell episode. I thought she was fire. I have to disagree with everyone on Crystal Chappell's reel. And it's not so much about Crystal, although I did feel there was a lot of scenery chewing in that reel. But Crystal Chappell is hands down one of the best actresses in daytime period. That reel did not impress me much, to borrow from Shania. I thought it was a lot of overacting and, you know, just over emoting and just, you know, I'm like, what kind of dope was she on? You
know, she's just
carried out and cocking and shocking and, you know, and I also think that the really cheap production values, because they do look at that kind of stuff, and that's when Days had gone to two nickels in a bag of
purple.
You know, it was ugly. You know, the setting was ugly. The boy that was in there with her, Cody Longo, who is going to be on Hollywood Heights, and I hope that he has improved as an actor, because, I mean, he weighed her down. I mean, it was just, that just did not, I would not look at that compared to everything else. When you have a Lord, that'll kill you. I mean, Crystal is a solid actor, but, you know, even Jesus had to have some help from the good Lord to turn the fish and loaves to feed the multitudes. And she didn't have no help. The Holy Ghost was like, we're sorry. We can't help you none. They done cut this budget. And it just looked bad. And then, you know, I mean, it looked terrible. Now, if they can get past that and see what you guys saw that she was bringing, I didn't feel that. I felt that was hammy and not Crystal Chappell at her best. That whole, I didn't enjoy that entire addiction arc. I thought it came out of nowhere, and she tried her best to salvage it, but it just, I saw her acting and trying to make it believable, and I just didn't feel it. I think that Debbie should win, Erica will win, and I think Laura Wright could upset it just because she had the stronger storyline, and I think that that matters in terms of sometimes the material. Even though it should be just about the acting, I think if you have a stronger story, it can go in your favor.
Thank you for saying all of that about Crystal Chappell, because that is exactly how I felt.
Well,
how
y'all expect someone on crack supposed to act or whatever the
crackheads in my family, and they do not take the stock and keep on like that when they need a fix. They come up and say, let me hold $5. Let me hold $5. But now they don't. I'm like, on heroin or what? I mean, what was she on? She was just popping pills. That girl she was on some LSD. It was an over. I've seen better drug addiction stories in daytime. That's all I'm saying.
Well, thank you. My pick for Will Win is Erica Slezak. However, I think Heather Tom could be the upset. That's just my little inkling. Supporting actor in a drama series. Bradford Anderson from General Hospital, Matt Ashford from Days of Our Lives, Sean Blakemore from General Hospital, Jonathan Jackson from General Hospital, and Jason Thompson from General Hospital. So we have 4 out of 5 from General Hospital. Jillian.
You know Guza. I just have to say this, just interject this for a second. You know Guza is somewhere grabbing his balls. You know, I'm glad Rod is there. You know I'm glad Ron is there. But you have to know that Guza is somewhere going, and what? And what? Y'all
doing
said
it, and what? Hitting his doggy boy, just like, and flipping y'all a bird. Let me see. The one who should win, Jonathan Jackson. The one who could win, Jonathan Jackson. I mean, his Emmy reel was pimp. Between his and Tony Geary's, their reels were so good with just the two of them that they could have used each other's Emmy reels. That's how hot their Emmy reels were. You know, Lucky confronting Luke about running Jake over like a speed bump and just taking off and slipping that ripple or that moonshine or whatever. That was fantastic. It was amazing work. That was some good stuff. This is all Jonathan Jackson's. Was surprised that, you know, my boy, my killer Miller wasn't in this. I was too upset about that. But I'm glad that Jonathan's in it. I would have liked Billy in it because it would have been a dogfight between him and Jonathan. So there you go.
Mel?
Let's see. Supporting actor. Who will win? Jonathan Jackson. Who should win? Jonathan Jackson. For me personally, he had the strongest reel out of all of these. I can't. Just the sheer emotion behind everything he put in that reel. I don't have any words for it. You know, you find out Lucky finds out his father ran over his son and he's dead now. I just can't, you know, something to relate to everyone. But I'm going to pick a dark horse in this one. I'm going to say Jason Thompson because his reel was very good as well. So.
Really?
Yeah.
I think Jason Thompson's
next
year.
Let me tell you why. Because I am not a fan of Patrick Drake at all. I don't like that character. I never will. But he got me in it. So that's
why. I really wasn't impressed with his because it was just them talking about Emma's birthday and them being kooky about Emma's birthday and making the video. You know, for some reason, they really don't do comedy. That's why I don't think Bradford, they really won't get Bradford when he was doing Jackal P.I. crap.
Oh, no.
That is just ridiculous. That should have never been nominated.
Yeah, you know, when he was, you know, I mean, it was some strong stuff with him talking to Maxie at Georgie's grave, but they won't get it. I don't think Jason will get it. I mean, I think the dark horse may be between Sean Blakemore revealing his PTS or Matt Ashford dealing with his PTS, too, with Marlena.
PTSD. Whatever.
Pretty young thing, whatever. Yeah. Y'all tripping. Them tripping this shit. I just think those two may be the dark horse, but Jason Thompson, I think next would be his. But yeah.
Reagan,
it's definitely Jonathan Jackson's to lose. There's no doubt about it. There could be that dark horse that pops up, especially when you have so many guys from one show in this category nominated. Anything could happen, but it's definitely Jonathan Jackson's to lose. Jason Thompson, he's going to come roaring in there next year. He's got so many things to pick from with Robin's death. It's definitely Jackson's to lose.
Yeah.
Jamie, does Matt Ashford have a chance? Because seeing him nominated, I personally didn't like this storyline that he was in with this storyline. But I was thinking if he was only nominated for his little Bay clips, that would be fantastic. But do you think he has a chance of beating out Jonathan Jackson?
No, I'm a huge Matt Ashford fan, and I think he's in a small list with Suzanne Rogers and Susan Flannery among some of the best thespians to ever pass through Salem, which is a soap that's more populist and known for being fan favorite and not usually, you know, I mean, when Bill Bell was writing it, it was known for Emmys, but, you know, 80s forward, it's kind of just been the fun soap. And Matt Ashford has been one of the few exceptions to that rule. That being said, no. I mean, this is Jonathan Jackson. Jonathan Jackson. Oh, my God. That baby telling his daddy that he killed his baby. Are you kidding me? It is over. I don't understand. Who picked Jason Thompson's reel?
Yeah.
Jason Thompson is a very solid actor, but that was foolishness. Bradford Anderson, a great actor, but that was foolishness. Foolishness.
If they would have picked for Jason Thompson anything around Jake's death, that would have been some better stuff for him than what they picked.
Even when that dumbass Lisa held them hostage on that boat.
Sonny shot that girl. You know, when she shot Robin. These people, sometimes actors just, I'm like, that wasn't no good supporting actor clip. Sean Blake.
He got him nominated, though.
What hell? I mean, there's only five soaps.
Apparently, you only need to be on General Hospital to get nominated for this category.
What I'm saying is I'm looking at the list of people who missed out on the nomination. Michael E. Knight from All My Children, for example.
In the room that I'm about to address, the Emmy reform was led by a Y&R actor, and he's not on the list. It's wrong. I mean, Michael, you know, some people love him, some people hate him, but whatevs. The boy should be on this list. Yeah. So Miller. Sean Blakemore. Half of these people on this list should not even be on here. Sean Blakemore could stay. Bradford, if he admitted that, he shouldn't be on here. It should be Billy Miller or Billy Miller or Michael Muni should be replacing Bradford Anderson and Jason Thompson.
Click told me to tell you they wasn't down with that Emmy reform and you got school, honey.
Emmy reform.
Emmy reform made it so much of the Click wasn't nominated.
Yeah, they still united and spanked.
The only true Emmy reform that will ever happen, and, you know, they're dropping soaps like flies, so it'll finally get purely reformed when we have two left. It's that critics have to be involved somewhere in the process. There needs to be a like the Hollywood Press Association, there needs to be a Emmy body created, you know, Emmy nominating body of revered critics like Michael Logan and people like that. have something to do with this, because it'll never be purely reformed as long as it's
I just feel pop that
thought.
Yeah, I feel that because somebody championed for reform, this is payback. They're like, oh, we gonna reform this.
It was totally needed. Victoria Ralph screamed about it for years before Muni even joined the show. So, I mean, it's been needed. I mean, and it's not just Y&R actors that have lost out in the cliquishness of this. I mean, the fact that Florencia and Trevor never
testify.
Allison Sweeney.
Florencia and Trevor.
Listen, Allison Sweeney and Arian Zucker have both.
Allison Sweeney, look, you're not gonna make me. I love Allison, love her, but like I said, Florencia and Trevor. Yeah. Okay, you can go up with the next time now. I like Emmy like I loved Amanda Woodward, but you ain't never seen me say Amanda needed an Emmy.
Well, I am also going with Jonathan Jackson. However, I do not understand how Sean Blakemore made the list as well as Bradford Anderson.
Did you see his reel? It was good stuff. Sean Blakemore is a good actor, but he just doesn't get any
work. Sean Blakemore's reel was on fire. I mean, PTSD, yeah. Veterans Day, Friendly Fire, dead people and stuff. But Bradford Anderson sitting there acting like Bogart? That was ridiculous.
Stupid. Yeah.
Let's talk about outstanding supporting actress. Melissa Claire Egan from All My Children. Jeannie Francis from The Young and the Restless. I can't even say that with a straight face. Nancy Lee Grahn, General Hospital. Elizabeth Hendrickson, The Young and the Restless. And Rebecca Herbst, General Hospital. I'm sorry.
I got this. Put yourself on mute now, son. Melissa, I mean, you know, to me, this is a little tough for me. It could be between, you know, either Nancy's, because Nancy's was nice. It was subtle. She beat the bricks off of Carly in that scene when she was like, "This your fault, bitch." Loved it. Elizabeth with Delia getting sick. That was some good stuff. That was pulling at your heartstrings. She was upset that Billy wasn't there, that her daughter got sick, and she was being, you know, Chloe's being hot in the ass. That's why she didn't get that phone call. Good stuff. Rebecca dealing with Jake. Oh! Rebecca dealing with Jake dying.
Mac and Jason.
I got this. I got you, girl. Hey, I got her. I'm fair. Her pimp slapping Jason was awesome, and she was like, "You chose to be out of his life and give me up, you bitch." It was good stuff. I'm sorry, Jeannie Francis, madam. What were you doing on here? I need to biting call the FBI. She wasn't biting. No
what
one.
What you call name
not
recognition?
In the real
yeah, I think it was name recognition. I'm sorry, but it was just a little bit too over the top when she was talking to Colin. And
a little.
You know, she's over the. I just didn't like it. Melissa's, she may be the dark horse in this race. I mean, the one who should win it should be Rebecca. The one who could win it would be Nancy or Melissa. I mean, you know, I think Elizabeth may be the upset here. Jeannie, no ma'am. I mean, you never know. They may give it to Jeannie because of her name, and I'll be too hot because her reel sucked. It was the longest, and it sucked.
Reagan.
Oh, you know who I want to win this. I want Rebecca Herbst so bad to win this.
No,
I just watched everything surrounding Jake's death again and was crying my eyes out again. And
it's almost like, you know, y'all know I don't care for that baby, but I was like, ooh, Guza.
I mean, I just, I loved every bit of her scenes in this whole storyline, and that smack heard around Port Charles was
Lord. I felt it, Jason.
I wanted her to do and say to Jason in that like 5 second clip was just awesome. Nancy Lee Grahn, though, that was a great reel too. So like Jillian said, just ho checked another Emmy winner, and just I could see Nancy pulling it out. I love Melissa Claire Egan, too. I've loved Annie. I loved her. But I want Rebecca. It should be Rebecca Herbst. I would not be upset if it was Nancy and Melissa. But you will hear me screaming if Rebecca Herbst wins this.
I think Nancy will hear you, too, and hope check you, too.
Mel.
who I want to win and was my favorite reel in this category was Nancy Lee Grons, because Alexis telling Carly how the cow ate the cabbage had me hollering at my laptop. It was amazing. I just feel like she did everything right in that scene. Like Jillian said, it was so just subtle and nuanced, and she gave it to her. And I absolutely loved it. That's who I want to win. But who will win, I gotta be honest. I think it's gonna be Rebecca Herbst. A mother who just lost her child and going to the father and telling him what he needed to hear. It broke my heart. It was amazing. I think that's who's gonna get it. But y'all better watch out for Elizabeth Hendrickson. Mm-hmm. Watch out.
Jamie?
I think Becky Herbst will and should. Two amazing halves of that episode. You know, Lucky and Liz basically trying to come to grips with the fact of Jake dying. And then, my liaison popping his face hard asking... when he was asking for her babies or for that thing of Carly's. you know. Liz Hendrickson could be an upset.
Yeah.
I don't think we have anything to worry from Melissa Claire Egan. I love her, but I thought that was over the top. And campy. Gina Francis, dear God in heaven. What did she submit? Her Oprah episode? I know what she submitted. I know Colin divorcing her and her telling Jack about what
punching on Jack.
It's like, who cares now? You know, that if she submitted that Oprah performance, now that was Emmy worthy. I will never play a victim again. No, you'll play a circus clown, obviously. Nancy Lee Grand, it was a great Nancy Lee Grand performance. She gives them all the time. I don't think it was necessarily that standout for the Emmy. And you know how I feel about Nancy Lee Grand. That's my Julia Wainwright, but I just didn't feel with the other material on here, you know, an argument with Carly is pretty much routine for that show. I think it's Becky's to lose. I think Liz Hendrickson could be an upset. That's where I'm at.
Uh-huh. Well, I am going to go contrary to what you guys are all saying.
You say Jeannie Francis, boy.
I am going to say Jeannie Francis, and here's why. I love all of those ladies, with the exception of Jeannie Francis. All the other nominees, I have loved their characters. I thought they all did good performances. Each of them would have a chance of winning. But when it comes down to it, I do not have enough faith in the Academy to vote for what is best, as opposed to voting for what is the most familiar to them, and I think Jeannie Francis will win.
She's been familiar to the Emmy voting. But wait a minute, she's been familiar for years. And if doesn't she just have one?
Yes, sir.
Familiar, but that familiar didn't catch up but one Emmy in 30 years. So I know. Saying, I mean, it's not like
last time. Time that she was nominated, she won.
And I think that was her, okay, here, baby, we're going to pat you on the head at me.
I could be completely
I don't think they're going to give her another one, because she didn't deserve it the year she won. I love Jenny Francis, but she didn't deserve it that year.
The year that she needed to be nominated was when Lucky got fried up.
She deserves it. I'm saying she's
very popular and very well known, but she's not an Emmy favorite. In all the years that she's been a lead actress in this genre.
That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is I think she's
right.
Because, I love Nancy Lee Grand. She is one of my favorite actresses on General Hospital since I started watching. Melissa Claire Egan did fantastic work as Annie. Elizabeth Hendrickson, I've loved her since All My Children. She's done great work on Young and the Restless, even when she's been given crappy storylines. Rebecca Herbst has been day in, day out, consistently solid.
I'm just
confused.
But
when it comes down to it, I think that Jeannie's going to win it.
I'm just confused then. You know, after all you said, because she's more known. And after Jamie said she's been well known.
When she
what?
Was
I'm still confused being, on your reasoning.
The show was being watched by 30 million people, and she was on the cover of Newsweek. Her well-knownness did not get her the Emmys back.
So I'm really confused.
Also a lot more soaps back then.
No, but I'm still confused, though. You
know, well-knownness is not going to make these people vote for her. But so go ahead. Yeah, let's go to the next category. That's what he believes. So
I think she'll, and I could be completely wrong. It's not going to be the first time. Won't be the last. But I think she's going to win it. Younger Actor and actress. Outstanding younger actor. Eddie Alderson, One Life to Live. Chad Duhl, General Hospital. Chandler Massey, Days of Our Lives. Nathan Parsons, General Hospital. Jillian.
I didn't like Nathan's reel. I mean, half of your reel was Sonny Hocheck and you telling you, keep away from my daughter, I'll put a bullet in your ass. It was like, I didn't, and him, you know, gently telling that little girl, look, I can't bother you. It didn't stand out for me. I think maybe this is going to be between Eddie Alderson or Chandler Massey. Chad Duhl, I mean, he was dealing with, you know, getting that booty snatched. I mean,
no, fam.
I mean, and him having his so. You notice a lot of these GH actors submitted things with post-traumatic stress. He was dealing with his, but being raped in jail. I mean, I think it'll be Eddie's. Eddie's was tough, having to relive all of that. Or I think it will be Chandler Massey. Him, you know, fighting with coming to terms of, you know, being gay. So, you know, it's very timely right about now. So I think it'll be the one who should win is Eddie. It's a long overdue, and his reel was tough. The one who could win is Chandler Massey.
Mel?
I really liked Eddie Alderson's reel. Him, just, you know, we finally find out who killed Eddie Ford, and it was Matthew. Like,
it wasn't the scenery.
Well, that too. But no. I think he was very, you know, kind of subdued in it, and he wasn't too over the top, and it was great. I don't know. I really liked it. Chad Duhl's was good as well. He finally, you know, opened his mouth, and we learned that, as Jillian said, somebody snatched his booty up. I don't know.
I'm going to need y'all to quit with that, because if this was a woman being raped, it would not be no snatching the booty up.
I'm sorry. You know I'm never PC. Oh, your Lord, one rain coming in, or whatever it's called.
Who I want to win in this one is Eddie Alderson. I feel like he should finally get it this year because he was amazing on year for years on One Life to Live and never got it. But who will win? The Academy's not very kind to today's actors. I feel like I want Chandler. I'm going to say Eddie Alderson too. That's it.
Reagan.
Chad Duhl can't win this. If my Drew Boy didn't win this, he can't win this. I obviously, when you have material like this, this is what you submit. But I'm sorry, you can't win this.
Look, Chad ain't making. Chad isn't intimidating all the lead actors on that set like that.
I don't care. It's all about what you produce. I don't care how you produce it.
His reel, the actors in his reel carried that story. Let's put it that way.
I would love to see Eddie Alderson up there. I think, like everyone said, it was a great reel, and he's due. I would definitely be equally as happy if Chandler Massey was up there. I'm not even talking about Nathan Parsons.
His was just ridiculous.
Jamie?
I think that Eddie Alderson will win. I think Chandler Massey should win. Chandler Massey is, in my opinion, the best younger lead actor in this category. He's probably 51 to Eddie Alderson's 49. Eddie Alderson is killer. That story might, the Eddie Ford story might hold him back. It was very dramatic, but it was very soapy. And, you know, one thing I've learned about this is people that are doing this voting a lot of the times, they're in soaps, but they tend to be a little soap snobby, the voters. So they want something more dramatic, more primetimey. And someone coming out is a little better material than a flashbacky, I killed someone-y type thing. Eddie is, they're both, it's almost neck and neck. So, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if either one, on Gold Derby, which I'm plugging, y'all need to go over and check out our predictions on Gold Derby. I said, I think Eddie will win. I think, but Chandler, I definitely believe should. Now for the days thing, I have to point out, I have to clarify because Mel said that the Academy is not kind to days. That's not true with younger actor. Darren Brooks won, Jensen Ackles was nominated. Did he win? I don't believe he won.
No, I don't think he did.
was nominated. So, you know, they tend to throw a little more love to the day's babies.
People can get nominated in this category.
Oh, my Darren Brooks, I killed one of his shows.
Yeah, so.
Do not even talk about Blue Mountain State. Reagan,
okay.
You killed a couple of my shows already this year.
The actress.
Judy B being one of them.
Yeah, Jensen was nominated 3 times for Younger Actor.
Yeah, they tend to be a little more, show a little more love with the babies. Who knows? Like I said, I think Eddie will take it. One Life is off the air. Remember God and Light, As the World Turns. Every time these soaps are canceled, people do tend to feel that kind of sympathy. That, I mean, not that that's the only thing that matters, because Lord knows Mara West and Michael Park deserved there. But I'm just saying, it does play a factor. Like, oh, they done canceled them. Let's give them an award. So that could play into Eddie's favor also. But Eddie and Chandler both, I mean, God, Eddie Alderson's better than half the lead actors in daytime, and Chandler too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my pick to win it is Chandler Massey. Who should win it is Eddie Alderson. If Nathan Parsons had more Anthony Geary in him, I would say that he'd be a lot.
The booty thing that I said any day.
Oh my God, I didn't even realize that I said that.
Yeah,
yes, you did.
I can't breathe.
You worst under Tony Geary's wing acting, and you see Jonathan pick the strong reel, and you know, one out of Tony's TV sons picked a strong reel out of the two. So
Let's talk about outstanding younger actress, and I'm going to just say I'm not picking any of them.
I refuse to
solidarity with the General Hospital girls who didn't get nominated, and with the One Life to Live girls who didn't even get pre-nominated. I refuse to pick them.
Oh, Jamie, make them pick one.
Child, I'm tired of fighting with Luke. He done beat me into submission over the years.
Solidarity.
Solidarity, nothing. You went in Rikus,
Gainsworth, and Kristen Alderson. Okay. Yeah. Outstanding younger actress. Molly Burnett from Days of Our Lives. Shelley Hennig, Days of Our Lives. Crystal Khalil, Young and the Restless. And Jacqueline McInnes Wood from The Bold and the Beautiful. Reagan.
Are you going to make me go first? Thanks.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I need One Life to Live or GH. I need it. Crystal Khalil, why are you still in this category? How many years are we going to have this conversation? Why is she still in this category?
Brighton is the bandit who should be on this. It's Brighton. Crystal's a baby. It's Brighton. It's like, we need to see your paper, sir.
Yeah, but
they never wrote. Other than her and Daniels, the reason we feel that we tend to think Lily is older is because they married her off at 16.
So, to Daniel.
Oh,
yep.
Yeah, she's been in adult stories for so long. She only had like a half a minute of a teen story, but she is still young.
There you go. Give her a split personality and let her relive her teens.
But for what the two Days girls submitted, I don't know that I loved it. I probably actually loved Shelley's more than I loved Molly's.
Pick one. Pick who you think.
And I know you guys all hate Jacqueline McInnes Wood, but I probably like her the most.
No, we don't hate her anymore.
No.
Not anymore.
And I'm going with Jacqueline McInnes Woods because
that's
I like the most out of this list.
She hated her when she first came on and she was on that roof talking about, Phoebe, I feel you.
I can see it.
They tried her to be, having her be a good girl, and she wasn't good. She was a bad girl.
I like her now.
We like her as Va 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 Voom Vixen.
That's a Hellcat.
Girl, go Jackie. That's my girl.
Okay.
Jillian.
Well, this was, you know, this. So I am not copping out like Luke and Miss Saluro tried to. I think the one who could win is Crystal Khalil, because Lily flipping her shit when Kane con artist ass come in there. Baby, it's me. And she's like, ah, get away from me! Get! And tried to check herself into Fern, whatever Weinar's mental hospital is. Fern, Brook, Cliff, Pines, whatever. I think the one who could
have... Sharon Newman Wing.
Williams Wing.
The one who could win, you know, because of the primetime aspect, it's possibly Shelley Hennig. You know, they like them primetimers and, you know, primetime thing. It could be Shelley. I think the one who should win is Crystal. Jackie's, you know what? I think the one, the dark horse in this is Jackie, because she had a lot of raw emotions begging Dollar Bill to come over here and leave that girl with that bum ticker. And her flipping out, and then she just going from upset to just hellcat, mad as hell vixen when Hope comes in there being silly. You need to leave him alone, Steffi. And she just like, hell no. So Jackie could be the dark horse. A one who I think could win this, it'll be Crystal. She had some good stuff.
Mel?
When I first looked at this category, I was surprised because 2 out of 4 of these actresses used to have permanent check boxes on the Performer of the Week podcast. I go, oh, what's happening?
More than 2 of them, at least for me.
I was like, oh, okay. I really liked Jackie's reel. She impressed me because I remember we used to call her Wooden, and the Wooden and smoothed out now. So I think she's a good candidate to win. I like Shelley's reel, but then again, Crystal Khalil, she's been around for a long time, and as much as I can't stand Lily's character, her weeping and whining over Kane was good as well. So I think Crystal Khalil will probably get it, but watch out for Jacqueline McInnes Wood.
Jamie?
I think Shelley Hennig both should and will win. I think she had the strongest reel. I think it was classic soap. She had her Erica Kane, I've been caught and I've come undone moment. I think Mark Hapka was also brilliant in that scene. And like Jillian said, I think the primetime thing, the fact that she spent the last year on Secret Circle could come into effect. They need to give it to her because, look, they already had to put this show on headline news. You know, they give it to somebody who was on the CW. Just Jared and Perez Hilton and somebody might write about it. And, look, we might be able to get it on the Game Show Network next year. But so I'm hoping for Shelley Hennig. I think Crystal Khalil had a strong reel and could be an upset.
Yeah.
The others, I love Molly Burnett. I don't think that was the strongest. I think what she should have submitted was confronting Philip about the baby. You know, to me, that would have been better than her telling her daddy, I done found us a divorce lawyer, and Chloe, you a bitch, why you fuck my man?
And throw it up!
You know, so, you know, that was, or, you know, maybe something to do, since Krista Khalil won for that campy addiction story, maybe something of Melanie involved in her mama, you know, smoking that crack rock might have been a little stronger, but, She was on more than some prescription pain pills from the doggone hospital. Carly was on that.
Hitting that heroin.
She was bad street grade dope for all that acting and showing out, carrying on. So, yeah. But, yeah, I believe Shelley Hennig should and will win Younger Ass. Because, like Luke said, now I ain't copping out because I'm, you know, picking. We hit a handicap, so we can't sit and fold our arms and pout. But definitely. Yeah.
I am.
Lexi A.
You too old to be doing that.
And the Haley Poulos all should be on this list.
I mean, we all sat shiver because of it, but we ain't copying.
Those three should be on this list. And hell, look, Marcy Rowland, 35 years old, but she played. Look, man, they both still playing like they still in their sweet valley.
Adrian Fraud should be on it then, too.
Ooh, Jesus.
Is there right?
No, I just said that.
Oh, I didn't hear you say that.
But they've been in teen stories since I was a teen. Hell, I was a teen with Amber. Pulling shenanigans. Adrian Fries ought to still be in this category too.
Let's talk about outstanding drama series. The nominations are All My Children, Days of Our Lives, General Hospital, and The Young and the Restless. Jillian.
The one who should win is GH, because that is the Strand Alone episode where Luke is tied up in that warehouse and all them are convincing him to, look, you are drunk. You too old to be acting like some Backstreet Boy now. The one who should win is All My Children. Think they may pull it out because they were, that's their last episode ever. They, you know, they got the shaft.
Their last two. Yeah. Their last two. And yep. GH, you know, each show submitted two for best drama.
Yeah.
GH's other one was Jocelyn Jake.
Well, I don't care about them cats, but the Tony Urie episode was really tough. The one, All My Children episode was fantastic. Erica's like, this cannot end this way. Y&R, I mean, child, please. We could tell when Maria trying to get it together when she have her standalone episodes. I mean, the episode was okay. I don't think it was Emmy worthy. No, it's not the, yeah, it was the, you know, dealing with Diane. Wasn't it dealing with,
wait. It was Diane narrating.
Yeah.
And breaking down the
suspects. I wasn't really feeling that. No. So, those are my picks.
Reagan?
I think it's going to be a dogfight between All My Children and GH. I mean, GHs were classic GH submissions to just annihilate the rest of the competition. Normally, in any other year, if this wasn't a year where All My Children was, you know, going off the air, I would say GH has it hands down, no bones about it. But I think All My Children could pull in a lot of sentimental votes, and they were two great classic soapy hours to end the soap with. So I could see either one, but GH definitely should come away with this. Both those episodes they submitted were amazing. So I wouldn't be surprised if All My Children got it. GH should get it, though.
Mel?
I'm very disappointed not to see One Life to Live on this list. Great. That's my number one, first and foremost, because the entire year was amazing. I don't know where they are.
Whoever picks their real sucks. Let's just put it out.
Don't get your own.
You know what? Not with drama. Now, when we get to writing, but their drama reel was the pickup from Frat Row and the big, huge reveal where it was that Rex was Clint's and that Jessica had slept with Brody. That was those. I'm you know, I know a lot of people.
You
think
mean
that.
Natalie slept with Brody?
I mean, yeah, Natalie slept with Brody and Jessica. But now, and that's the thing. It's like, yeah, One Life is not known for picking good reels. But yeah. If Seasons of Our Lives is on here for that Brady shootout with Josh Tyler going, everybody, Josh Taylor, everybody get down, You know, I'm like, I'm at a distance. You know, I'm sorry. One Life should be on this doggone list. And Y&R ripping off Desperate Housewives 10 years after it was hot. Come on now.
Yeah, so true.
Still doing? No, everybody get out. Get out. And the doggone shooter didn't hit nobody. Didn't nobody. And get this. Oh, kill this pretty little yellow.
Isn't that when Cyclops disappeared too?
Yeah, but he was found. He was found. Jake is dead. It better get out. Like, come on now. I'm with you. You know, One Life needs to be over here. Get out, everybody. Marlena, Bo, Christian. Yo, get out, Mo! I said, get down, Mo! I'm like, Mo Brady said her hips is bad. She is going to take the chance.
Oh, my chest hurts. You're such an asshole.
She like, get down, Roman. Shit, if I get shot, I'll be on
unemployment or disability.
No. No, I'll be on an island on Alamania or wherever it was.
Oh, God.
Hey,
everybody get out.
So I'm, I'm like, please, I just take my chance with the bullet. Get out. Shit. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Were we at Mel?
Yeah, I was complaining about One Life to Live might be on the list. Okay,
here we go. And so who are your picks?
I think All My Children was very smart to submit their last two episodes. I even watched them, and y'all know how I feel about All My Children. But seeing JR just descend into psychosis was really great. And the last, you know, scene is the shot ringing out, and we don't ever know if somebody got shot or what's going on. That was really smart. General Hospital is the other one, I think, in the competition. Who should win? I'm going to say General Hospital, but who will win? All My Children.
Jamie?
I think All My Children will win. And it almost got will and should for me because it was beautiful. Those last two episodes had me screaming. Brian Franz, you bald eagle, why did you not bring Agnes back into run her show years ago, you slimy? I've already cussed enough on this episode. But why did it take this to get her and Lorraine back? Because it was brilliant. Erica Kane was Erica Kane again. I don't know who Chuck Pratt was writing. In the last couple of years, I didn't know who McTavish was writing. But Erica Kane was back in all of her selfish, vain, man-eating, starstruck, still trying to be a movie star at 70 glory. I loved it. Debbie Morgan's voiceover, her narration. Now, that is how you do it.
Yup.
That reel won me over because everybody knows I did not like David saving everybody from the dead. I think that was like a mashup of everything that's bad about soaps. Everybody coming back from the dead. But the actors gave their all, and her speech about it juxtaposed with the scenes of everybody learning that Stuart was alive and this one was alive and that one was alive. It was just and then JR, Jacob Young's, madness just spilling over into the end. Nobody was able to get to his brother couldn't get to him. His mama couldn't get to him. Tad couldn't get to him. I thought it was amazing. Look, I'm talking myself into saying that they might be my will and shit. But I think that GH, the two episodes they submitted, was Jocelyn dying, almost dying, Jake dying or about to die, and basically needing those organs to save Jocelyn, and the other one being Luke's intervention. I think that was better dramatic soap opera. And it didn't have any of that. It didn't have any cliches. It didn't have any returns from the dead and all that good stuff that the John kind of gets eye rolls for. So it could be an upset, but I think All My Children will win. YNR, again, YNR is a day late and dollar short. Say what you will about Guza when he ripped off Primetime. He would rip off 24 after the season after 24 was hot. He would,
He ripped off Sopranos. And he would put his own twist to it that made it juicy.
And he ripped off Sopranos a little too long because Sopranos went off the air a few years ago and he was still writing Sopranos. But, he tended to be a little more when it's hot. I mean, YNR, that murder victim narrating their own stuff went out with when Desperate Housewives was actually hot. It hadn't been hot in 4 years. And it was silly. It was silly, and I didn't like it. I mean, I think it could possibly get directing because I think it was well shot, to me, it didn't showcase outstanding drama series. Now, Days.
Oh, no, I got to go on mute. I can't anymore. My side hurts, so.
This is the thing. I believe that Greg Ming is brilliant. I think that what he has done to save that show has been.
Even after firing your Jack.
He didn't fire my Jack. That's Gary Tomlin coming back in there. All the fans knew that was going to happen when Gary Tomlin came back. Gary Tomlin and my boy Riley, and y'all know I love Riley, but they had it in for them. I don't know if Matt Ashford didn't RSVP to a dinner party or what.
He ate the last donut and
never saw James Riley is back or Gary Tomlin is back. I'm Matt Ashford, but But it is so funny because right now people who follow me on Twitter know how I'm feeling about Days this past week. and it's so good, and I'm so enjoying it. But the shootout at the Brady Pub.
Oh, I can't. Oh, God.
Stupid. It was poorly shot. Like, you know, we're now used to GH, like, setting the standard for a violent episode that is just almost, you know, opera. You know, that the shooter, it seemed like it was like one of those Japanese or Chinese movies where the sound is a bit off the action. You know, the bullets are firing and people are looking crazy, and then all you hear is
oh, you mean the dubbing isn't matching up?
Often didn't nobody get hit, and all it was that to me that it was literally Josh Taylor screaming, "Everybody get up! Everybody get up! Mo, get down! Mo, I said get down! Mo!" Like, I wish they would shoot you, and then when you woke up in the hospital, it would be Wayne. God, doggone Northrop! Get out there with all that overacting. Y'all live in Salem. You don't live in Kentucky. Why does he talk like that? And, you know, it just annoyed me. And then the other episode was the E-Jammy couch sex. Now, y'all know I love E-Jammy, and I love
you know you have a nice punch scene too.
But they screw on couches every day on soaps. I don't know how that got a nomination. And yes, one I wouldn't have picked the reel that One Life submitted, which was the pickup from Frat Row. Everybody learning Frat Row got canceled. And the big reveals at that wedding. I probably would have picked something to do with the Tale of Two Tides.
Amen. Yep. Amen. They should have went with yep.
Tides. Right, my God, what do you people do when it comes time to pick Emmys? But that being said, they deserve to at least be on the list. I don't think they would deserve to win with the pickup from Frat Row and the episode had too many Fords and people in it.
Yeah, and that's my problem with All My Children. Like I don't want All My Children to win for the simple fact that it was so bad for so long that I realize that these are only based on two episodes, but for me it's like, no, if All My Children is validated for the crap that they put out,
it won't be validated for that. It'll be validated for those two last episodes, which were amazing.
They were amazing, but when we say that One Life to Live should be nominated because of the fact that day in day out, it was the best soap. But oftentimes you didn't say that. But what I'm saying is, it has been said. I would say that. I mean, in previous Emmy discussions, we've always discussed the fact that some shows are way better day in, day out, and then Bold and Beautiful will come along with a special episode and win it.
We've grown up over the years. Yes, 4 years ago when we would do this, we would talk a lot about how they were all the year. Now we know the process, and we know that it's about the submission. That's why I'm saying it's like, I feel One Life should be on this list because their reel was just as strong or stronger than Sammy, get out! Everybody get out!
Make them stop! I love the Fraternity Row episodes. I know they weren't probably the best episodes for them to choose for the Emmy reel, but they were better than some of this other stuff that we're getting that made it through. So being that it was, you know,
that's my point. When people are judging this, I really want to ask someone who voted to explain to me how, you know, Josh Taylor with that bad plastic surgery yelling, "Everybody get out! Everybody get out!" was better than the whole town realizing that, let's be real, that One Life to Live was being canceled. Mm-hmm. I mean, that the show within a show, I mean, them getting to convey those emotions. Now, when we get to writing, we'll talk about the fact that the real Frat Row episode was submitted, and my tone will change. But the pickup from it being canceled allowed all of us to grieve. It was meta. And, you know, it was better than Everybody Get Down on Days. And it was better than poor Mar West having to narrate her own firing on The Young and the Restless.
See, this is my thing. You would think that, you know, the panel would pick One Life to Live because One Life to Live is conveying what's happening and what's happened to some of them with their shows and so forth. I just don't get it, child. I don't get it.
With One Life to Live, One Life to Live has done great, has pulled off great concepts, some better than others. But from past experience, those concepts do not necessarily mean Emmy nominations.
Yeah,
or
because
wins.
It was a, you know, was comedy.
I mean, Star-Crossed Lovers wasn't the whole thing. The Grey Gardens tribute.
They don't
thing.
Like comedy. I mean, they don't like if that for some reason in all, you know, not even not just with daytime, but with Oscars too. They just don't. Like
it should have been something to do with The Tale of Two Tots. That was the most GH-esque story. They really should just sit down and look at what GH has done over the years. They always pick their big, dramatic, guns-blazing stories, and they always got it, usually. I mean, What Life tends to pick their more artsy-fartsy stuff sometimes. It
give each other a hug.
Yeah, it doesn't do well for them, but it should have been on the list this year because of simply the fact of the other shows that they were having to judge. And I think if Days made it on this list and Y&R, so should One Life. Now, when we get
talk about writing in that case, Jamie, since we're already there, let's just dive right in.
You know that I believe.
Let me just read the nominations so that everything. The nominations for Outstanding Writing are All My Children, Days of Our Lives, General Hospital, and Young and the Restless. Jamie?
I believe that All My Children will win. I believe GH should win. GH with Luke's intervention, fire. All My Children finale, again, brilliant. Days was nominated for Jack and Jen at the Cabin. That was a good storyline. The rest of the episode about Daniel's paternity, and then Madison and Brady, you know, having their little cutesy-stutesy stuff. INR again was Diane narrating her Mara West wondering why she moved to LA for this. One Life is on this, not on this list. It is no secret that I feel One Life to Live was the best written soap last year, but you don't submit the Roxy spoof episode. We loved it in terms of, oh my god, this is so awesome and funny and hilarious, but it was not a daytime Emmy worthy display of good writing. It, you know, people in this industry, a lot of them, there are about five people who actually love being in this industry. The rest are like, I was supposed to be the lead in Beretta, you know? So I see it all the time in the people that I deal with. You know, there are many that love this genre, you know, and I think Ron and Frank are two that generally love the genre they are in, which sucks that they don't get the accolades they deserve sometimes. But for the vast majority, they are like, damn, I wish I would have been in that one Michael Douglas movie when it was supposed to be me, but they went with that other bitch, you know? So take that into account. Nobody really wants to watch all of the cliches about how bad soaps are. And even though that episode poked fun at it, it was not a good writing submission.
No.
So I'm not putting that on here for writing, because that was not a strong enough choice when going up against Luke Spencer's intervention. I mean, that's
crazy. Roxy?
Rather, episode where Vicky Lord found out Echo was in the bed with Charlie. And she was like, what'd she tell her? He told her, I smell her cat on you, or whatever she said.
Yeah, I wouldn't let Vicky say that.
No, Vicky did say something to the effect of, you reek of Echo. I mean, you know, that was something a little more.
Yeah.
There was a lot more that they could have chosen from than that episode.
Well, when it comes down to it, the Tale of Two Tods would have been money in the bank for them in both drama and writing.
Now, I know about that on writing. Drama, I'll give you. But the writing of that, because it was very cliche, twin brothers coming back from the dead, that might have hurt them. But, you know, there was more dramatic.
It would have been a better chance.
Yeah. I think it would have been something along those lines would have got a nomination.
It could have beat out Days of Our Lives,
I mean, maybe next year, since next year One Life is, you know.
The last two episodes, though, two episodes of One Life, which could be in contention for next year. Oh, my God. I mean, yes, I love those children's finale.
What else is there left to pick? There isn't very many days in the time period for them to pick.
The finale was absolutely incredible. So, and it will be eligible for next year. But writing-wise, that was not a strong reel. I really hope that Ron consults with people this year.
That's why I'm just saying, yeah, because I'm, you know, we know there's only two, you know, Luke joked about that, but I'm saying they need to pick that because they just suck at picking
real.
The thing about it is that means that General Hospital's in trouble because with their track record at One Life to Live, if they start picking the same way at General Hospital that they did, General Hospital never win a major Emmy again.
Don't pick nothing with Bruce White's
I hate to say it, but you don't pick it with Tracy Quartermain. You don't go any of the quirky fun things.
Tracy is not just quirky and fun. No,
but what I'm saying is if you look, when you're talking about Bruce White's, if you were to take and do one of her scenes, for example, the one this last week where she's fantasizing about killing him.
They could pick the episode where Tracy is telling her daddy that Robin bit the bullet, okay? Yeah. She was good in that episode.
What they are not going to be able to do is they're not going to be able to submit any of this stuff with Kelly Sullivan. As fun and campy as some of it has been, it will not win a writing award.
They should not do anything with Robin Mattson either.
But, you know, this is the thing about it, that team and what they do with soap opera. I have never, ever in my life, I used to hate Primetime Emmys as a kid or anything like that, because the shows I liked were always the ones on the cover of Entertainment Weekly. They were always the ones dominating the ratings. They were always the ones produced by Aaron Spelling, but they didn't win awards. So in my opinion, Frank and Rod should be happy that One Life to Live managed to do what no other soap has ever done in its cancellation year, and that's top demos as it was going out. It's like, yeah, you canceling me just because you want to be out of soaps. It ain't because of our ratings anymore at this point, because we are beating every soap on our channel, and we're beating the demos of the other soaps on the channel. So to me, that means so much more than this award show that can't even get televised anymore.
Well, let's go around the circle and pick writing real quick. Jillian?
I think writing will be, it should win GH, that would win All My Children.
Reagan?
Yeah, I'm going to have to agree with Jamie and Jillian. I think it's going to be an All My Children GH thing. It's going to be All My Children, but GH probably should get it. That intervention episode was just amazing. It was an unbelievable episode.
Mel?
I'm making it a three-peat. All My Children will win, but General Hospital is what you get it.
Well, I'm going to say General Hospital is going to win it. Outstanding directing in a drama series, last category. The Bold and the Beautiful, General Hospital, One Life to Live, and Young and the Restless. Jillian.
No Dave? I think Y&R, because that was the episode with Diane's voiceover, that would win. The directing was great on that. I'm not even going to front. Who should win is Frank. Frank was good. GH, you know, GH may be an upset. GH may be an upset because GH ain't, you know, GH isn't a slouch when it comes to directing. So.
Okay. Reagan?
I don't know. I always feel like GH seems to pull out the directing category. Probably GH for me. It's probably the only one that I pay attention to the most when it comes to, like, the more technical things. I don't really pay mind technical stuff.
Mel?
I've said it time and time again, One Life to Live was visually beautiful. I can't even describe how beautiful that show was, and it was Vicky's episode. So I want One Life to Live to win, but I think will get it is General Hospital, because that was Luke's episode. But watch out for The Young and the Restless, because that was, as JB says, Mara West narrating her firing. But
I'm out, bitches.
It was very pretty. So... Yeah. I'm going to go General Hospital.
Jamie?
I think that One Life to Live should and will win. For Vicky's 40th, I think that the directing team, which, you know, we do know that Frank directs a lot of the episodes. I don't know if he specifically directed this one. I have to check. But this is where sentiment will come into play, because One Life wasn't nominated for writing and best show. I do think that people will be like, look, we need to throw One Life a little bone too. But I think it is very deserving. I think this is one that this was probably the most hardest to handicap, because I think any of them could win, because, you know, GH showcased what a director can do with brilliant acting. There wasn't a lot of you know, tricks and trickery with that. YNR had a very, you know, sharply produced episode. I didn't like it for best show or for writing, but, you know, it was well directed. B&B could snatch this. Documentary style filmmaking, homeless people, you know, these
My
are all
people
who probably feel a little guilty at night about being paid to make, you know, make believe every day. So you know how that is, you know, every third day we're posting pictures from a charity event. So who knows? I mean, no, you know, I'm cynical, but B&B, you know, with the homeless foster kids who don't know, who no longer have. And remember that girl who I don't forgot her name, the girl that played Beverly on B&B, who is now, like, you know, being written about every other day in Deadline. She was heavily in that episode that was submitted for directing too, because
why written about in Deadline?
Because she is like some indie darling.
Name
that little girl, but you know, of course, she's one of those typical Brad Bell characters that we don't even know what that heifer is now. But but everybody thought that she had stolen the Forrester creation. And she was, that little girl was good. She was like, "Don't y'all be saying I stole these designs." And then Stephanie had to follow her to her homeless shelter for foster teens, and then, you know, you had Susan Flannery interviewing all these homeless people, you know, so that could be an upset. I'm hoping for One Life, though.
My vote is One Life. On that note, we'd encourage you to comment on this episode at daytimeconfidential.com. Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/DCConfidential. Add us as a friend on Facebook. We thank you for listening. Until next time, so long.
Yeah, better get out!
Make it stop! Oh!